gentlemen, we will interrupt all programs to give you latest news bulletins. Stay tuned to this station.
Was he unconscious, Charlie?
Unconscious?
Yes.
I don't know.
You don't know? We see with Morgan it's impossible to tell.
Oh, I see. Well, where is he now?
Oh, he's outside hanging out.
We'll bring him in. I want to see if he's all right.
Okay, I'll get him for you. You can talk to him. Oh, my dear.
Yes, yes.
It started telling me that there was a little accident out on the target range.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel, Morton?
Mm-hmm.
I say, how do you feel?
Yes. I got an awful headache in my stomach, so you have.
Well, you must be a little more careful on that target range.
Well, I didn't think they could hit me.
Well, why not?
Well, I'm all diseased.
Enough of that, Martin. Now tell me what happened.
Well, you see, it was this way, Mr. Bergen.
Yes.
Well, I bent over to try my shoelace.
Yes.
And that was how he let me have it.
Oh, I see. I thought he hit you in the stomach.
Well, he sort of hit me in the stomach when my back was turned.
Oh, I
see. Very humiliating.
Well, I hope you're not seriously injured. I say I hope you're not seriously injured.
Oh, I'm all right. Good. In a couple of days, I'll be sitting pretty again.
Right in tune with the season.
Darling, breakfast ready.
So am I.
Good morning, Mr. Bean, my dear.
The tables and one coffee here. It's breakfast in a cup, my dear.
Oh, darling, good morning to you.
Well, now, let's see. 365 days, I'm 4 cups of coffee, I'm 50 years.
What are you doing?
I'm figuring out how many times I'm going to have a cup of this good coffee.
Mmm, yes. Super rich.
I know it is. That's why I'm adding them up.
Delicious?
It's the next step better than delicious.
Right, and the price is 50,
too. Well, you know I run at the Station Sanborn Coffee downtown a lot. At the good hotels and restaurants and clubs.
Yep, more and more of them are serving it all the time.
Folks, get Station Sanborn, a super rich blend.
This or regular grind. It's
a cup of coffee that seems to say, a very good morning to you.
From the 1st of January to the last of December, holidays and all, you get the true spirit of Christmas the whole year round in Chase and Sanborn dated coffee. It's super rich, as full of flavor as a pudding full of plum. Freshly roasted, fragrant, it's more than coffee, it's friendship in a cup. And you get it at a saving. Better coffee for less is the Chase and Sanborn rule through our dating and distribution system. The dated coffee is rushed from the roasting ovens to the stores, freshly roasted. It's dated the day your grocer receives it. So an inexpensive package is used, and you save money. This is holiday coffee the year around. Enjoy true friendship in a cup. Buy Chase and Sanborn dated coffee.
You're in the arm. Hey, Abbott.
What?
Did you tell me that the colonel was the big boss around here in camp? Then how come that other guy hasn't seen him on all the doors?
What other guy?
Some guy named Private Dupont.
No.
Hey, look. Talk, baby. Let's get on with your examination. Hey, look.
Luke Costello, you dope. You know that.
Well, I know that. I've got to fill out this plane. Now, let's see. Name, Luke Costello.
Yeah. Home? One night a week.
No. Look, where did you come from?
Patterson.
Okay.
No, Patterson and Jane.
No. All right. Patterson and Jane. Married?
Yes, sir.
Child?
No, to a full-grown woman.
No, you don't know. I mean, have you any children?
Yeah, we got four children. Mimi, Mike, and Wilbur.
Wilbur?
Why Wilbur? We didn't want any more.
All right, let's get this plank filled out. Will you please?
Yeah, let's go.
Now, will you listen to me, please?
Go ahead.
All right, let's do the next question here. Oh, yes. Born?
Sure I was born. What did you do? When you in a president?
What day were you born?
I know it wasn't New Year's Eve.
Now, how do you know that?
Oh, let me stay at home on New Year's Eve.
Look, how old are you?
Well, I've been 24 in October, but for one thing.
And what's that?
I was born in December.
All right. Now, if it was December, then you were born under Capricorn, the goat.
Born under a goat?
Well.
Where did you live, in a stockyard? I've done the first, I'll have it. My camera's twisting in.
I mean the sign of the goat. Now, according to the zodiac, you were born under a sun.
Well, according to my old man, I was born in a hospital.
Have you had any fighting experience?
Yes, sir. I was in a town war.
Town war?
I had a fight with two white men.
No, come on. Have you had any military experience?
Oh, I've had a lot of military experience.
Yes, plenty.
I used to go around with a campfire girl.
Now, look. Let's get into
I don't get that one myself.
I don't get it. No, it don't make sense to me at all. Let's look into your physical.
How is your physical position?
That's me.
Now, cut. Oh, excuse
me. Yeah, all right, now turn it around.
I had the wrong line.
All right, come on, let's look it over. Now, let's be a little careful about this. All right?
Yeah. Turn
around. Then do a little talk.
You mean I'm promoted already?
No.
How long will it take me to make the president?
No.
Someday I may be a captain.
Will you keep quiet?
I may wind up in the
world. All right. Let's get on with the examination. Now, how are your eyes?
Now, fine.
All right, open your eyes wide.
Why didn't that?
No. Don't. Now, look at my eyes. My eyes are as good as coffee.
And right under them, you have tufts. Come on.
Well, I look as well as you do. In fact, Weller.
Weller?
Yes.
What kind of English is that? Weller. Now, Abbott, you can talk gooder than that.
All right. Now, forget that stuff. Now, see how good your eyes are. Now, there's a dot over there on the wall. See it over there?
Now, where's the dot?
Over there on the wall.
Is that a dot?
Yes.
Looks like tuppence.
No, never mind. Now, please read the first couple of lines.
Okay.
All right.
E-L-S-Y-S-K-I.
Check line.
K-U-P-A-C-S-K-I.
Why, Costello, that's wonderful. Marvelous.
That was easy. I know the people.
Who? What people?
That's the best deal for Notre Dame.
All right. Hey, your eyes are all right. Now, how about your teeth?
My teeth are perfect.
All right. Well, open your mouth. Let's wait a minute. What do you mean your teeth are perfect? I just saw some of them split.
I was afraid of that. You caught me with my bridges down.
You'll have to go to see the Army dentist.
I can't do that. I just came from the Army dentist. He pulled out a tooth.
Didn't you wonder anything when you stretched the teeth?
I wasn't when we started, but when we finished, I was under the sink.
All right, you must have been under some opiate. Were you under ether?
I wasn't under ether or either.
But suppose I want to make a report about this to the commanding officer. What will I tell him you were under?
Tell him I'm under pay.
No. What did the dentist say? Let's get this straight. Will you please, Costello? What did the dentist give you to make you unconscious?
I don't need anything to make me unconscious.
Well, that I know. Will you look? Will you be sensible? The dentist asked you if you wanted gas.
Yes.
And what did he say?
I told him to check my oil, too.
Well, look. Did he give you gas to put you to sleep?
How do you think he put me to sleep? What, a bedtime story?
Oh, you dumb clown. What did he give you for an anesthetic?
Abbott, I'm telling you, I didn't have an anesthetic. I had a toothache.
Costello, please. What did the dentist give you? So you wouldn't feel the pain. That's what I want.
Nothing. I'm narcotic.
The dentist, you mean allergic.
I mean narcotic.
Narcotic is a dope.
That's what I was. For going for a guy. But I got even with him. I let him pull the wrong tooth.
The wrong tooth? Why do you tell the man with you?
Why should I tell him? I'm no store pigeon.
Gotcha, look. The good thing I was only thinking about the examination. About you with the army and all that. Because you'll never make a soldier as long as you do.
I won't, eh?
No.
Well, Abbott, I'll have you know that I'm the bravest man of death. This morning I saved the life of every soldier here that's sworn on. Every life I saved that's sworn on. Just this morning I saved their life.
You saved the life of every soldier here at Fort Ord?
Sure. How? I've got the cook.
Another war bulletin. The governor of the Dutch East Indies has declared war on Japan and ordered complete mobilization. The news was relayed to New York by NBC correspondent Sidney Albright in Batavia. A bulletin from Shanghai. The Japanese Army and Navy surrounded the international settlement at 4:40 a.m. today and shared notice on the commander of the U.S. gunboat Wake that war had been declared. And from San Jose, Costa Rica. Costa Rica declared war on Japan tonight. The other Latin American nations are expected to follow, so keep tuned to the station for further development. We return you now to Hollywood.
States Defense Savings Bonds and Stamps.
I'm just looking up the television to describe you, my darling. I'm looking up here in Robus Figori book.
What?
Oh, my darling. Robus Signorana. Robus Figori. Oh, yeah, Robus Dictionary.
Let me hear you, darling.
A darling is a loop.
See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A garden is a loop, and a loop is a hoop, and a hoop is a circle, and I'm getting dizzy over you, Julia.
Oh, but Charlie!
All right, Charlie. Judy has a song to do.
Yes, Charlie. It's Sing What the Sings in My Heart.
Go ahead, Judy. Sing it. Oh.
Dear, when you smile at me, the melody, it haunted me from the start. Something inside of me started a symphony with the strings of my heart. Much like a rhapsody,
all my heart.
Let's not forget business on
Thursday. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, business on Thursday.
Now, we promised to get this order out by this evening, you know.
Yes, we did that. We did that.
We've got to get some new customers, too.
Yes, we've got to get customers. That's right. Business is business.
Yeah.
That's the business is business. Yeah. What do you mean, you business is business here?
Huh?
What are you just talking about?
Haven't you heard of it?
No. Judy and I have started a Christmas shopping service.
Oh. That's right, Mr. Burley. We're Santa Claus' helpers, Inc.
Thank you, that's right. Give them my motto, Judy, huh?
All right. If the Christmas rush makes you nervous and moody, take all of your troubles to Charlie and Judy.
Yeah.
Mr. Burton, how about you going a little business our way? Huh?
Yeah, what about it, huh?
Well,
around this time of the year, Judy and I should, you know, extra-monie. You know, ammonia?
Ammonia?
Yeah, ammonia.
Yeah.
Very scary stuff. Ammonia, that's what it is.
Ammonia.
Yeah, you know, it's better known as laughing lettuce.
Laughing lettuce.
Happy cabbage.
Yeah. Well, but what can you folks do for me, though?
Well, we can do anything. You can do your shopping or mail your packages and keep you safe with the trouble of standing in line at the post office.
Oh, well, now, you got something there. Do you have a wrapping service?
Yeah, yes, we have actually, yeah, yes. We handle any package. Unless it's kids.
Yeah. Well, that's very interesting, but what about trimming my tree?
Oh, we'll trim your tree. We'll trim your house.
Even trim the occupant.
No.
That's all too
much. Yes. Now, we have an alteration department, too.
Alteration department? What's the word of that?
Well, you buy the gift, and we order the price tag.
Oh, I see.
That ought to be for you, baby.
All right.
You better make it snappy, too. We've set an awful rush to, you know, business now coming down Christmas.
You're anticipating big business.
Yeah, we expect to be open 8 to 10 days a week if there is one.
Well, you better hurry up, Mr. Burger.
Sure.
There's going to be an awful lot of confusion around our place.
Oh, yeah, I'm mad. If you get the packages mixed up,
oh, goodness, yes. We'll have enough gifts left over to take care of all of our friends.
You know. Well, your wrapping service interests me. What do you charge to wrap a package?
10 cents.
All right. How much does the paper cost?
10 cents.
Well, you can't make any money that way.
Well, confidentially, but you know, we show a small profit on this thing.
Oh.
We can do your shopping for you, too, Mr. Gilbert. We know where the sales are.
I see.
Well, we can cut the expenses 50%.
Is that so?
That's almost half.
It is.
As I'm not mistaken, I think I am.
Yeah. But do you think you can make my money go any farther?
Oh, yes, and faster, too.
Well, I do that, yes. Yeah.
Specialized
man. Yeah. Well, I think you're very ambitious young people, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll pass this word around and see if I can think of some business.
Yeah, and don't forget, we also have a baby minding service for shoppers.
Baby minding?
Yes. We call it the McCarthy and Garland Baby Bureau. Mm-hmm. We have slogans for that, too.
Yeah. Let us hold your baby while you change presents.
Or my person. Oh, yeah.
We sing lullabies, play patty cakes. We even count our cookies if you care for that sort of thing.
Well, my
cookies. Yes, we not only that, but we bottle them and we bathe them, too.
You bathe them?
Yeah. Every morning we bathe them from top to from stem to from beginning to we just dunk them. We dunk them.
Movie-minded mothers.
Yeah, we have that, too.
Good.
In case any mothers want to go see a picture, we take care of the children.
Yeah, and we have a special price, too, for those who go to see Luke Who's Laughing.
Well, that's all very interesting.
Yeah, but we need more
business.
Oh.
So, Charlie, what about Ray
Noble?
Is he coming
in? Not safely, no.
Let's go to work on him. Oh, Mr.
Noble. Noble. Mr. Noble. We've been friends for a long time.
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit short myself today.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Mr. Noble, are you aware of our boon to the Yuletide shoppers? Wrapping and unwrapping packages and babies?
Yeah. No, not babies. Yeah. Have you got a baby that you want us to watch?
Well, darling, there's a baby waiting for me down at first. I prefer to watch them myself.
You won't be there when you do
that. Well, Charlie, maybe Mr. Noble would be interested in our shopping
Now, that is something, really. Let us talk that up a little bit. I'll tell you what, it's my turn anyhow. We could buy a distance bet for you, Mr. Noble. How about?
Oh, thanks, all of you. Because I haven't yet decided what I'm going to give myself.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Well, who's got a smoking gun?
You really,
did
you? I don't know. I never smoked one.
Oh, yeah. Just wasting our time. That's all we're doing.
Yeah. Maybe we better just concentrate on the boys.
Well, what boys?
Well, you see, we have a special service for our service men.
Oh, yes. We watch out for this one. How does it work?
Well, we got their sweethearts for them.
I will even take their sweethearts out for them.
Oh, yes.
Will this be their family for them?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think the boys would prefer to that oil, all that sort of thing themselves.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound very practical.
Oh, but Liz is really nice and very pretty, too. Let's show them how we do it, Judy, huh?
All right. Now, Charlie's the soldier coming home on his furlough, and I'm the mother.
You're the mother, yes. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I'm coming home now. Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, yeah. Hello, Major.
Oh, so it's you. How did you get here so fast?
Well, you bring it in. just come along right to it, don't you? Well, I tell you, Major, I came in a tank, Major.
A tank?
Yes, you know, one of those Ford Ores sedans, you know.
Why, you certainly look dirty. They're all full of soot.
Yes, well, see, my job is to swab out the cannon. And speaking of cannon, that reminds me, where's Powder?
Well, he's outside, isn't he? Did you get that last pair of socks we missed for you?
Yes, I did. Yes. I'm using them for laundry bags.
Now, my boy, there's something I want to ask you.
Lord, the letters have told me how much you like working for Uncle Sam, but how do you like his wife?
Well, she's his wife? Who's that?
Angie Aircraft.
But you left me a Del Monte.
Monte found a step mighty busy at this season of the year. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, supper, and when friends drop in between. If it's good coffee, people can't get enough. Yes, there's always a hearty welcome for Chase and Sanborn of Truly Great Coffee. It's coffee in the Christmas tradition with an abundance of super rich, friendly flavor. Yes, Chase and Sanborn David Coffee is just what you've always wanted. Superb coffee, freshly roasted, at a reasonable money-saving price. That's why this blend is so overwhelmingly popular. It's better coffee for less. Our famous shaving and distribution system makes that possible. The freshly roasted coffee, fragrant and delicious, is less than the rest.
Join us again next Sunday, won't you, when Charlie's guest will be Lana Turner. And in the meantime, don't forget, every time you say Chase and Sanborn food to your grocer, you're saying thank you to us. This is Buddy Quist saying goodnight for the next Chase and Sanborn. Thank you.